Pete Carroll ran the same meeting for 18 years. Same stories, same rules, same opening at the start of every season at USC and then in Seattle on the way to the Super Bowl. Year 1, year 9, year 18, the message did not change. And the result was a culture so consistent that everyone in the building could articulate it without opening a handbook. You're listening to Business Superfans Advantage. I'm Freddie D. Today, we're going to show you why championship culture is not a leadership concept. It's a revenue strategy. And why the service businesses that struggle to scale almost always have the same problem at the root. Here's what I see over and over in service businesses. The owner has a clear vision. They know exactly where the company is going and what it should stand for. The problem is that clarity lives in the owner's head, and it never reliably reaches the people who need it. If you are a solopreneur, that might be a contractor, a virtual assistant, or a vendor whose work feeds into what your clients experience. It does not matter how small the ecosystem is, the gap still exists. So every person who touches your delivery and provisions, they serve clients the way they personally think is right, the way they handle situations, the way they individually see fit. Whether the person is a full-time employee, part-time contractor, or a VA answering emails in your name, they are representing your business without a clear map of what that means. That is not a people failure. These are often capable people doing their best without a clear map. This is a culture failure, and a culture failure has a direct cost. Inconsistency breaks trust. Broken trust stops referrals. Stopped referrals flatten revenue. Most business owners look at that outcome and blame their marketing. The actual problem is upstream. It starts with whether your business has a culture that runs without you or whether you are the culture. I want to give you three things from a conversation I had with NFL strength coach Chris Carlisle in episode 27 of this podcast that will reframe how you think about this. Chris is the only coach in football history to have ever won championships at every level of the sport, high school, junior college, major college, and the NFL Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. He spent 18 years on Pete Carroll's staff at USC and in Seattle. Point one, the message has to be clear and it has to be repeated. At the University of Texas, Chris watched a team that had won a national championship fall apart the following year. The head coach introduced a new concept. Nobody in the building fully understood it. People took it in different directions. The culture fragmented. The same talented roster that had won it all 12 months earlier lost its identity in a single season. Then compare that to Pete Carroll. At the start of every season for 18 years, Carroll told the same stories, gave the same three rules, described the style of the organization the same way, year after year. New players heard it for the first time. Veterans were reminded. Chris told me this directly. Trust comes from consistency. If you are changing the message, shifting the standards, and winging it week to week, the people on your team cannot trust where you are going, and they will not follow someone that they can't trust. That applies in football. It applies to your service business. Point two, consistency is not the same as rigidity. One of the most important distinctions Chris made is this. Do not make parrots. The leader sets the message, but each layer of the organization tells that same story in their own words. The meaning travels down the chain. The exact phrasing does not have to. When a third person in your chain can explain what your business stands for without copying you word for word, but without distorting the meaning, the culture is actually embedded. That is the difference between a culture you created and a culture your business owns. Point three, you cannot correct in public and build culture at the same time. Chris coached with intimidation, pressure, control, yelling. It all produced compliance. Players who did just enough to avoid being called out. Over a long stretch, that approach gave him 33 wins and 77 losses. A near-fatal accident forced him to coach in barely a whisper for an entire season. His players leaned in. They wanted to hear what he had to say. That one season changed everything. He finished his career with 285 wins and a championship at every level of the game. Here's the business application. Teams operate under fear do not do teams operating under fear do the minimum. Teams operating under trust go beyond the minimum. And it is the ones who go beyond it who become business superfans of your organization. The equivalent to sports team superfans advocating for you to clients, prospects, and to everyone in their world. Here's exactly where this connects to what I call the R6 reactor. The R6 reactor is the compounding engine. The R6 reactor is the compounding growth engine for service businesses. Recognition, retention, reputation, reviews, referrals, revenue. Every stage fuels the next, but the whole sequence depends on recognition firing correctly first. Recognition is not a marketing tactic. It is the felt experience your employees, contractors, virtual assistants, vendors, clients, and partners have every time they interact with your business. Does the interaction feel consistent? Does it feel intentional? Does it feel like somebody deliberately built this to serve them well? That felt experience comes from culture. Culture that is clear, repeated, and delivered by every person in the building, whether you are there or not. When your culture runs at that level, the R6 reactor ignites. Clients return, reputation builds, referrals flow in without being chased. Revenue compounds, not because you are grinding for it, but because you have built the trust infrastructure to earn it. Here is your action for the next 48 hours. Write down 3 non-negotiable behavior standards for your business. Not values, not aspirations, observable behaviors, things a client or anyone who works with you could see and recognize as distinctly yours on any given day. Then have one conversation this week where you share these standards with everyone who touches your delivery. That means employees, if you have them, and your contractors, your virtual assistants, your vendor whose workflows into what clients experience, a conversation. Ask each person, how would you describe these in your own words? Their answers will tell you exactly how embedded the culture is and where the work needs to happen. One conversation this week. That is where championship culture starts. If today's episode sharpened your lens on how culture drives advocacy and how advocacy drives compounding revenue, I break down the full system in my book, Creating Business Superfans. Grab your copy at frederickdudek.com, or you can find it on Amazon. And if you're ready to build a culture, authority, and AI visibility your business needs, sign up for the Prosperity Pathway newsletter at prosperitypathway.tips. I'm Frederick Dudek, or as my friends call me, Freddie D. I'll talk to you in the next episode.